Gemara says on the top of Daf Hamad Aleph, Lefila Maskana, one point of the Gemara, says, Ela Hachi Edmar de Beisim Rechanina, Maidani Lecha Shnei Masurin. If you say Maidani Lecha Shnei Masurin, then Reuven is also on Shem and Shem is also on Reuven. But Maidani Himcha, if you say Maidani Himcha or Himach, who also Becharei Mutter, he is also his friend as Mutter, does not mean to include both of them. So what's a pshat that the Lashon Maidani Lecha is Mashma Shnei Masurin? The Ran says, in Dima Maskah Ela Hachi Edmar, he says like this, De Lecha Mashma Lecha Kleimar, Nechasai asurin lecha. So lecha is mashu kapshutai medvani lecha. My nechasam are asur to you, but it's also mashu the other way around. Mashu mishlecha that I'm also not allowed to have hana from you. So lecha means me from you, and it means you from me. Mashenken behimach the mashu mahachi. It's not mashma that it's going both ways. So that's why medvani lecha means that both of them are nesar on each other. Rabbi Kivega has a shaila. This is in his chidushim on Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya Siman Reish Vav in the beginning of the Siman. He's mesupik lefid maskana over here that it means shnei masurim. What does that mean? The shnei masurim does it mean that the nechasim of Reuven are asar and Shimon, nechasim of Shimon are asar and Reuven. That's only isar on the nechasim, but Reuven and Shimon themselves, there's no isar hana on the guf of Reuven for Shimon or the guf of Shimon for Reuven. It's not isar on the gufim, only isar on the nechasim. Or do we say that lefid eslashim, the gufim are also nasar and Reuven can't have hana from the body of Shimon and Shimon can't have hana from the body of Reuven, like the Rebbe says over there that they can't be. He can't be mechamim himself with the guf of the sheni. There would be an isra hana on the gufim themselves. So that's the shah that he has, is it going the guf as well or not? And Bikveger says that from the mesikas lashon haran, it would be mashma that only the nechasim are nesar and not the guf, because the lashon haran is the one we just read. He says the lecha mashma lecha kloimar nechasai asurin lecha mashma mishlecha. So he says the lashon that my nechasim are asur to you. It's mashma a little bit from the Ran that he went out of his way to say that my nechasim are asur to you, but the guf itself would be mutter. And he says if he that would be mashma that only the nechasim are asur on each other, but the guf would be mutter. But Rabbi Kvega is ma'arer. First of all, what pushed around to say that? Why not say that the isur is kaila both the guf and the nechasim, which would be the pashas? And number two, the Ran in the beginning of the sugya seems to learn that it is kaila both the guf and the nechasim on the top of the amud in the Ramaskla the amud Rabbi Yosef Madrani Mkhash Namasurm Zakteran Nirabaina the high time Mishum the Mashma Maida and even Khasim Mkham and Khasakha. So the Ran speaks out that me and my Nakhasim are mudder from you and from your Nakhasim. So it's pretty clear that the Isra over there goes both on the person and on the Nakhasim. So why over here, if the Ran switch and learn that this is only going on the Nakhasim, that I can't have enough from Nakhasim, it sounds like you could have enough from the Gufa Adam. What's up shot in that? That's Big Vega's Shaila Niblab Shver. So the Shamla Dharma over here says a very nice teretz to answer Big Vega's Kasha. He says like this. He says, when you say Madrani Lecha Shnei Masurim, how is Madrani Lecha Mashma that I can't get enough from you? The Pasha says you can't get enough from me, but where do we see in that Lashon that I can't get enough from you? It says, Zakhtaran, Mashma Mishalcha. The word Lecha is also Mashma Mishalcha. Lecha means that Klemer Nechas Asurim Lecha, I'm Asur, my Nechas are Asur to you, but it's also Mashma that I can't get enough from what is Shalcha, what is yours. The word Lecha can mean Mishalcha, like we can go over here bring some in the Gilan Hashas that we find in Psukim, the word Lecha means from what is yours. So Mimela Zakhtar Shaman Adarim, the being that the whole Makar to say that the Isser is also going that I can't have enough from you is because Lecha means Mishalcha. So the word Mishalcha means from what which is yours, meaning your belongings, what belongs to you. So lecha means what belongs to you. It doesn't mean you, right? The word madrani lecha can't mean I can't get enough from you. It means I can't get enough from what belongs to you. So once that means that in the lashon of going on the mudder that I can't get enough from what belongs to you, then that same word lecha can't mean the other way around when it comes to me that you can't get enough from me and my nechasim, because it's one word. It should be equal both ways. And by me also, it's going to mean you can't have enough from my nechasim, but you could have enough from me. So he says that can be the hechach why over here the Ran switches and says it's only isar nechasim, because once lecha has to be touched up as mishalcha to mean to include the mother, so it's going to go both ways, and in both ways it's going to mean mishalcha but not from the person itself. Mashaken in the beginning of the sugya where that wasn't the hechach over there, you could say kibshutai that maidrani himcha means both ways. It means I can't have enough from you and your nechasim, and you can't have enough from me and my nechasim. Mashaken now lefi the maskana that lecha means mishalcha, so it's muchach mnei bein the lashon that's only an isar on shalcha, and what is shalcha, what belongs to you. But the Guf HaDavar, the Guf HaAdam himself, would be Mutter, and that could be a Teretz to Rabbi Kvager's Kashya.